Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday. That was a high falsetto child.
I don't know what just came out of me.
That was nice.
Sometimes you got to hit that high note.
It was lovely.
Thank you.
You're a child of the forest.
Yes, I have
a siren.
This weather is kind of making me feel like a little like a fairy.
Wraith?
Yeah, exactly. like a rain fairy, water fairy.
I'm with you.
Through the mist.
I'm with you a little bit. I almost went yesterday for a nice long walk in the rain. I think I might do it today because it was coming down a little hard yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for this rain.
I'm just happy for
the rain.
Yes.
I think that it's been so hot and humid in New York, and it's like, you know, everybody complains about the weather. It's summertime, it's hot, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's, for some reason, the past couple weeks, it's been on another level. Like,
yeah.
You can't even go outside. It's miserable. You can't breathe out there.
Like,
it's just been...
You want to do stuff because it's, like, nice. It looks nice out. And
it
then
looks
you
beautiful.
Step outside. You're like, no.
And
no,
it's
no.
pea soup every
yeah,
day.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
like, I can't live in this world where I can't breathe the air. So it's just tough. I've been, you know, everybody's been sitting in the air conditioning, whatever. Finally,
today
last night...
Today was so refreshing.
Yeah. It really was. I wore my new raincoat.
I wore a sweatshirt.
I wore my new raincoat.
I walked outside. I was like, oh. I was like, oh my God, it's
chilly.
Cold. Yeah.
Well, I was looking at the weather this morning and, you know, when we say it's been hot in New York, it's been like 90 degrees every day. Like it's not, which is, I feel
humid.
Unseasonable. Like I don't think that's like without the humidity, it's been 90 degrees and it'll be like, feels like 96.
It feels like 100.
Fuck?
Yeah.
And so, so today I woke up to a crisp 69 degrees. I said, ooh.
I looked
at the feels like, it said 66. I said, well, looks like I have to break out my new raincoat.
Oh,
you can check that out.
I need
on TikTok.
To invest in a raincoat.
The raincoat I just got you is fucking beautiful. And I've got it months ago and I've been dying to wear it. It's just been like too hot. I got it for the fall, technically.
Yeah.
But it's a, I'll show it to you. Did you see it already? No.
No, I haven't seen it.
Look, well, I'll show you me in it on TikTok right now quickly.
The only time that, like anytime
I
remember to buy a raincoat, it's already raining. And I'm like, fuck.
That's the thing. Here it is.
Ooh.
And it has a little belt.
Wait, love.
I know. And it's got flowers. So I have
isn't it so cute?
I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah.
And so I got it because I am a hoarder and addicted to shopping. But apart from that, I have a black raincoat. I have so many black raincoats. I have a navy raincoat. I have a pink raincoat. Mm. I just have a million different raincoats, but
I've never had a tan one.
I
wear the pink one before.
The pink one I wear.
Yeah.
I wear a lot, and the black one I wear a lot. But I don't have a tan one. And I was like, oh, well, I need a tan. And then when I was shopping and searching for one, I found a tan one that was covered in flowers. That's my...
it's beautiful.
That's my surprise on piano.
Yeah. I have the rug. You have the raincoat.
Exactly. Yeah. We all have a piece of it in our souls.
Yes.
So I got it. But it's a little thick. Like I said, I got it for the fall. I've been waiting to wear it. This beautiful rainy day was the perfect day to bring it out.
Yes.
And I might have to walk home in the park or something.
Yeah.
You know, with my umbrella.
Take a little
cutie
walk.
Little day.
I need to get a better umbrella. I need to just like.
You got
to
get a good umbrella, G.
Like prepare myself for the weather more in the city.
For sure. I have a. So here's my umbrella, you know, mathematics, if you want to say. I have an umbrella at my desk all the time.
Oh,
this
smart.
Desk. Because I'm like, you never know. Surprise rainstorm. I pretty much leave it there all the time, though, because I bring an umbrella with me, but I have one of those big long umbrellas. Like, I have a bunch of the, you know,
I like a small
collapsible
one.
Ones
yeah.
you can throw in your bag, but the one I bring usually when it's raining, if I leave my house, is like my big long stick umbrella.
Yeah,
but it like when you open it turns inside out. You know, so when you close it, the rain goes inside and it's not all over you. It's fabulous. Oh, it's so good.
High tech umbrella.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And
okay.
on the inside, underneath, it's all black on the outside, like from you know bird's eye view.
Yeah.
But on the inside, it's a sunflower.
Wow.
I know. I think my mom got it for me, maybe. Or my nana. Or I got it for myself. I don't remember.
I feel like a cool umbrella like that is like a good gift.
Very good gift.
Like an underrated.
Because I think it was like, you know, it's probably like a $40 umbrella.
Yeah.
Like it's not like the cheapy one on the street.
Yeah.
But it's so good. And it's because it's like reinforced in that way.
Ooh,
like
yeah,
the wind
I like
that. Doesn't really take
I
it.
I like the ones
you know?
That like do like the...
Oh,
like
I love
the
those.
Hood over you. You
I have
know?
One like I have a clear
yeah.
one like that with
yeah,
polka
they're
dots.
Always clear. Yeah, mm-hmm. Damn, you really got everything.
I love the rain. Yeah. I love the rain. It, you know, I to a certain extent. I don't want to say that too hard, because it's like, if it rains too many days in a row, then I'm slitting my wrist. But otherwise, like, I really, the first couple days of rain, I'm loving it. So really, that's just our long-winded way of saying that it's raining in
New York. It's raining in New York.
And we're happy about it.
Yes, thank God.
Happy, happy. So,
any fun plans this weekend?
Fun plans. I'm actually going home to my parents' house for the night on Saturday.
Oh, you had decided that you're
going
to go.
I decided I'm going. Yeah, nice. Yeah, I decided I'm going. Friday is, Saturday is my friend's birthday, but Friday we are having some drinks.
Love.
We were going to have drinks on our roof, but if it's going to be raining for the next 5 days, like everyone keeps saying, we might have to stay in the apartment.
I know.
Maybe I'll invite people over.
Ooh.
Which I always say, and then it's like, why did I put all that pressure on myself?
God.
My apartment's not clean. You can't walk in my bedroom.
Every time I have people over, I can't sit still. Like,
no, me neither.
I have to be moving something, putting something away, cleaning something. Like, I just get so anxious
same.
About
I just want everyone
someone
to be
noticing.
Having a good time. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone having a good time. Everyone to be like, be impressed. Everyone to like,
yes.
You know? But I like having people over. I just am exactly like that. Like, I get too into the hostess role.
Yeah, me too.
Probably
me too.
My mom is like that. Is your mom like that?
Yes.
When people are over?
Very
yeah,
much. My grandma, like, she's like 85.
My Nana
and
too.
Yeah, she just can't sit still.
Big time. Big
my,
time.
My two besties from college are coming to visit me on Friday.
Oh, my God,
yes.
The best.
Yes.
Oh, that's going to be so fun.
I'm so excited. Wait, I'm
are
sad
these girls
about the
you
rain.
Just saw, were they just
yes,
with you
we
in
were
the
just
okay,
in
great.
Utah together.
Fabulous.
So another little
reunion. Oh, my God,
reunion.
That's so fun. You know what, though? You'll still have fun in the rain. Like, you're just
gonna
get drunk as shit in a bar.
I think I'm
like,
gonna take him to the Met.
So fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because,
do it and get some umbrellas and walk in the park in the rain. I'm
telling
you.
Yeah, that's what I'm
doing.
No
one goes to the park when it's raining, which I think is a massive miss. Just put on some shoes and bring an umbrella.
Yeah.
It's like gorgeous and empty
and quiet.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I think
so
I would
quiet.
Really like that too.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I wanna show them like the real side of like, I wanna like show them like my life in New York. I don't wanna take them to like.
No.
The touristy shit.
No, you're not going to like the top of the rock
no,
or anything.
No, no,
no.
No,
no,
yeah,
no.
No.
The
no.
Met is a great place.
And I like actually like the Met.
No, the Met's wonderful.
Like,
I've been multiple times.
Have
There's
you seen the when they do the dresses from the Met Gala, have you gone to like the
no,
exhibit?
No, I haven't gone
oh.
yet. And I have to go quick because the same thing happened to me last year. I said, oh, I'll go. I thought it was open for like a year. It's not.
It's
only
not,
open for like
yeah.
6 months. So it's closing soon and I got
to
go.
I think it was two Met Galas ago.
Yeah.
I can't remember the theme, but it was the coolest thing
it's
ever.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I've been to it before, just
yeah,
not
okay, okay,
recently.
Okay.
Not I went
recently.
To it with
yeah,
my
yeah.
mom once. My mom and I went, and we had a whole day. You know what? Actually, the Met has a wonderful roof
yes.
for like cocktails
yes.
and like snacks and stuff. It's wonderful.
I think they do like Friday night at the Met.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe
and
I'll...
And they do that. They do
yeah,
a lot.
Maybe
look
I'll,
into it because
yeah.
they do a lot of things. I've been to the Friday night at the Met,
Ooh.
And they sometimes had... The
Didn't
one I went
like
to was
a live,
like a live
band?
Performer. Yeah. Mm. And it was like some freak, but she oh. was... She was amazing. It was yeah. like... It was...
Like
it
opera?
Was weird. It was like, no, I gotta find it. I definitely have. God,
have you ever been
I
to
go?
The opera?
Yes, actually. Yes.
I don't think
and
I'd like it.
The opera is nice. It's a little... No, you wouldn't like it. It's too long. It's too long. I've been to the opera and I've been to the ballet. And
I've been to the ballet, yeah.
The ballet really... Maybe
when
I was
too
not,
young. I was too young.
Yeah.
yeah.
I might not have been in the right mindset, and I also might have had like too many drinks at dinner, but I was falling asleep at the ballet.
Speaking
but the
of
opera
ballet, this
cry.
Is such a random... segue
yeah
but did you ever catch up on like that ballerina farm stuff?
Oh my god, yes I did.
I was like so invested
yes,
in that.
Yes I did, and I still don't know really what to make of it. Well, I'm
yeah.
looking for the Met. So those who don't know, this is I know this is so far off
this
of
is
Taylor
so
but,
random yeah
but we're just we'll get into
but it's kind of relevant in social media talk.
It's relevant I think, and it has to kind of do with like this trend of people
trad wives yeah.
traditional wives, this trend of like
oh, that's what it stands for,
that's right, yeah,
oh,
wow. traditional wife
okay.
which is like you know I don't know something about
teach
that doesn't
their own I guess
to each their own the words itself they don't really sit right
yeah,
with me in a
yeah,
way where
yeah.
it's like
traditional
okay, traditional wife
yeah.
like kind of it's like okay you know you are a you just are a person who is you're a caretaker for your
yeah,
family
yeah.
Like, that's not like a traditional wife or like a non-traditional wife. I mean I guess it is technically
yeah.
like history but
so there's
no,
this
no.
oh yeah yeah
no no it's not that
there's this influencer I wouldn't even call her an influencer, she's just a mommy blogger mommy
yeah.
videoer on TikTok called Ballerina Farm. I think her real name's like Hannah
yeah something
and
like that.
She kind of built this platform showing off her life as a wife with like 8 kids, and she does all the cooking, all the cleaning, mm-hmm. and all this stuff. And everyone was like,
and not just like the cooking and the cleaning, like
she hand makes everything.
All the bread. They have chickens on the farm with the eggs they've got. And the thing about her that I noticed at first is obviously it's a house full of kids. It's all fucking crazy. And they're all like, you know, 12 and under. Yeah. Like they're all very young. But they're clearly rich based on their like appliances.
The dad, yeah.
They have like crazy expensive appliances and they have like
their oven is like $5,000.
They have like a $5,000 oven that's made to look like it's from the 50s, but it's like a regular oven
the
or whatever.
I'm pretty sure the husband's dad is the owner of like JetBlue and like WestJet and a bunch of random airlines.
Yeah.
So basically everyone was like, oh, she must have a nanny. Like she must have like help. But, you know, it's behind the scenes. Then was it? I forget what publication did an interview with them. The Times? I don't remember.
I think it was the Times. Or either the Times or the Post?
I think it was the Times because I remember I tried to read the article and it was behind
and
a fucking paywall.
It's always behind a paywall.
And they did a totally biased interview on her, like going into it, kind of wanting to expose her.
Yeah.
And she showed that like she doesn't have any help. She does everything herself, which is so crazy.
Which I think is when she was giving this interview, I think was like proud of that. Being like, I do everything myself. Yeah. I do like, I run this house. I take care of the kids. I do all these things. And so obviously said it with a sense of pride and all this shit. The article comes out and it's painted in a light of like,
also we're missing a huge factor. Yes. Missing a huge factor. Oh. Hannah, the wife, was at Juilliard for ballet, which is why she's called Ballerina Farms.
Yeah.
It's like one in like, I think like only six women get the position. Like it's a really, really highly coveted position at Juilliard. Like insanely hard. You have to be insanely talented. Basically, she was like on the way to be like a ballerina. And then she met Daniel, got married and then became like this wife.
Right.
The interviewer kind of wanted.
They're like Mormon, right?
Yeah, they're very
Mormon. They're Mormon, yeah.
The interviewer really wanted to paint this picture of Daniel came in, plucked her from this life and he forced her into, you know, becoming a mother and becoming a domestic like housewife, whatever. And
almost like she's trapped, like she's trapped or like under his control or like he's, you know, she's slaving away behind the stove, 8 months pregnant, making, you know, her videos are. I see those videos and I think to myself, like, how the fuck is this person doing any of these things? Like, it's just, it looks so difficult. She's a very strong woman.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
but there was one part, and there's one part
in
the article where they're like, she like works herself to the, she like works herself so hard that she like spends weeks like in bed because she's like so sick.
Yeah.
So everyone was like, what the fuck? Like, what is this? Whatever. And then she like kind of came out and was like, hey, like, I love my life. Like this reporter very much had a bias and like wanted to like push this narrative that's just not there. Mm-hmm. And I don't really know what to think of it.
Neither do I.
It just
not really sure.
Yeah.
Well, the thing too, I think, I don't know if it set it off or it brought people's attention to the article or something, but it was a video of her being on her birthday.
Apron.
Yeah, the egg. It was her birthday. And her husband was like, oh, I'm about to give you your gift. And right before she opens it, she goes, is it tickets to Greece?
Like, yeah, she's,
you know,
like
a fancy
Greece?
Vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she opened it up and it was, in fact, an egg.
Collecting
an
egg apron,
that's it. Where it's like an apron with two rows with little slots for eggs, for collecting eggs from the chickens
and
outside.
And it's literally like still in the Amazon box.
Yeah, like right. So, and she's like, you know, switches it up quick and is like, oh, wow, my egg apron, like just what I wanted.
Yeah.
And it's just like funny.
Now all of her comments are like, take her to Greece.
No, for real. And like knowing how well off they are, it's like, you take this bitch to Greece.
You take this bitch to Greece,
but, so I think people see that and they tried to create this impression that this husband is like mistreating her or like trying to keep her in a space.
Yeah, like dulling
her, down,
her shine.
Kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
And I really don't know how to feel. If she says, I'm happy in my life and I love being this busy and I love like literally busting my ass. Like, I've never seen someone work harder than this woman to like raise this household. And she's even said, like, they have eight kids or whatever. She's like, we're not done having kids. I'm like, that's too many kids. That's too many kids.
Eight kids is too many.
Like, it was too many 50 years ago when every Irish woman in the world had 12 kids. It's like, you can't do that
Grace
anymore.
And Brie got in hot water for saying this. I think like Candace Owens came after them for being like, that's too many kids.
That's too
like,
many kids.
Having,
I mean,
having
on.
A certain amount of kids is too many. But like, I think that's truth. Like, how are you supposed to give your seventh kid as much attention as you give your second
your
kid.
First, yeah, you know? Like, exactly. I'm not trying to fight with Candace Owens over it, but I am curious as to the mindset behind have 12 children.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know where your head's at. Like, how are you? I'd love to know.
How are you?
I'm just curious. You're going to do what you're going to do. You're going to keep having babies. But 12 times to give birth, 12 times out of that
vagina.
You're
like pregnant your whole life.
Your whole life you're pregnant with no time for you. And you know, I'm a selfish person. We all know this. Yeah. But I still am just kind of like, damn, take her to Greece.
I know. But the thing that annoyed me the most about the article was like the bias that the interviewer clearly had. It was like,
not
like
fair.
Bad journalism,
totally,
I thought.
Totally. You classic, can't paint a story.
Yeah, you can't go into
like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Go into a situation knowing that there's a lot of discourse about it.
Yeah.
And going in with that opinion and not like being able to see like a different side.
Right.
I don't think that's like what journalism is about. Journalism is about being able to like see all sides and then report on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I don't know.
That's absolutely correct.
Coming from a journalism major.
But it is true. You can't, you know, it's every show we watch, every, you know, thing that has to do with like journalism or detective work or like things like that. It's always like, you've got personal bias. You got to get off this case or like, you know, I just watch Presumed Innocent. Yeah, yeah. So
like CSI.
CSI, you know. But so like it is interesting watching how that has unfolded and how this girl had to come out and be like, I love my life. I'm not being held hostage. I swear. Yeah. Like whatever. And yeah, that's all good. I just think that there are people in the world who have just high functioning organizational skills, and if they have that and they can do all these things and make bread from scratch and live like you're living in the fucking, you know, 1800s, then good on you.
Yeah,
and that's what you like, good on you. You got your $5,000 oven, but everything else is, you know, from scratch.
It's just crazy how people choose. I always joke, like, later in my life, like, I really want to live on a farm. Like,
same.
I want to have animals. I want to just be able to wake up at 6 a.m. and
tend
to my pigs and my cows.
That's nice.
But at the same time, like, I want, like, staff.
No, you
like,
want,
I want,
right,
like,
you want
people to help me.
Yeah, yeah, so like, you want to like, show up while it's already happening and, like,
be like, oh,
and, like,
yeah,
do
yeah.
this a little bit and then
yeah,
be like, off to my,
yeah, yeah,
off like, to my chaise.
Off to horseback riding. Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Yes, I have fresh lemonade in the fridge, yes.
That I made with my lemons from my lemon tree someone else takes care of. Like, obviously. But, you know, that's what we all want. We all want
that. Yeah, and that's because I'm a spoiled little brat.
Exactly. I don't want to live on a farm because I even if I were to have help, I know it's too much work and like I just can't. But I would like a cottage in the woods with a garden. That's what I want. And I'll get down in the dirt for my garden. Okay?
Yeah.
Like I will bust my ass for that garden.
I don't have a green thumb.
But I'm not going to do that.
I really don't.
I have an untested thumb.
Okay.
You know? Because growing up, my nana has the greenest thumb I've ever known.
My dad loves to plant too. Yeah.
And I would like help my dad growing up, but then, you know, once I went to college, I didn't really have the option. New York City, you can't grow, you know. And I can grow things on my windowsill a little bit. I kept an orchid alive for a while until I went away for a week and suddenly, mysteriously, the whole thing died.
Oh my God.
I'm not sure why. Yeah, I'm actually devastated about it because I was doing really well.
Orchids are one of my favorite flowers.
Same.
Yeah.
And I go see the orchid show at the botanical gardens every year. Cherry blossoms I love. But I have yet to ever have like an outdoor space, outdoor patio, something where I could have like a little garden of my own.
Yeah.
And it's like all I've been thinking about lately. And especially with that, the movie, It Ends With Us, the Colleen Hoover.
Oh,
right.
Because she's like a flower shop owner.
Movie, right.
Yeah. It Ends With Us. Yeah.
With Blake Lively and whatever. Colleen Hoover book. She's a florist.
Yeah.
And
her name's like Flora Fauna.
Yeah. It's like Lily Bloom.
Lily Bloom.
Yeah, that's her name.
Yeah.
Wait, speaking of, wait, I'm getting lost. The florist thing. Some days I think to myself, like, should I just abandon my entire life and just like be a florist? Like just go somewhere, be a florist. And then I was watching the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader thing, and the God girl who I ended up really liking towards the end, she started working in a floral shop, and I was like, everybody is pointing me to like be a florist.
Be a florist.
But then also back to Lily Bloom, Blake Lively. Blake Lively's, they were on at their the premiere of the movie last night. She wore a vintage Britney Spears dress.
I saw that dress, very pretty.
Beautiful. She was being interviewed on the carpet by People, I think. Mm. And they were holding up the thing to her being like, oh, iconic dress, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, thank you so much. It's Britney's actual dress. I can't believe I'm here. And then she was like, it's just great to see Serena Vanderwoods in on the carpet in a whatever. And then Blake Lively's face, the switch, she was like, Lily Bloom, because that's like the character she's playing. And I was like, good for you, Blake, because stop everybody. Like, of course she's Serena Vanderwoods, and of course Gossip Girl, whatever. But she did that show 15 fucking years
ago. Honestly, like,
she's 30-something years old. She's 37-ish. Like, I just looked her up the other day. Stop calling her Serena Vanderwoods. She's had plenty of roles since then.
Yeah, when I think of Blake Lively, like, I honestly don't. I just think of her as like an actress.
I think of her as Blake Lively.
Yeah,
the
I don't
actress,
think
yeah.
of her as Serena Vanderwoods ever. Like, even
I do sometimes. I can't lie. I do sometimes think like, oh, Serena, but not anymore. I should say.
Maybe
like,
sometimes when
she's an
like,
adult now,
depending on her outfit, maybe I'm like, oh, that's that outfit's so Serena. But like, even with like, what's her face? I'm forgetting.
Blair Waldorf.
Blair's.
Leighton Meester.
Leighton Meester. Mm-hmm. Even with her, like, I don't think about her as Blair.
I never have
like,
thought about her as
the
Blair.
The only person is Chuck. I always think of Chuck as
he's
Chuck.
He's Chuck Bass,
because he's only been Chuck Bass.
He's Chuck Bass
and,
forever. Nate Archibald, sometimes I'm like Nate Archibald.
Yeah, sometimes
but
Nate
I do,
is
but,
Nate.
But now he's the Deep from The Boys. I don't know if you watch The Boys. Great show. Do you watch that show?
I only watched the first two seasons, I think.
I think there are only there are four.
Yeah, yeah.
The fourth season
I only watched
just came
either
out.
The first
it's
season or went halfway through the second season.
It's gross.
It's so gross.
It's a gross show, but
it's
I kind of
really
like
gross.
It. I like a shocking.
Like
show.
I can deal with the gross, like Game of Thrones, like whatever. But like that's it's a
the
little
The Boys too gross. Is like an aggressively
it's very
sexual
aggressive,
and violent show.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's great. How aggressively sexual it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no, I feel like Blake Lively has definitely established herself enough to not just be Serena Vanderwoodson. I feel like I'm trying to think. Like Daniel Radcliffe is always going to be Harry Potter, unfortunately.
Yeah, he's
and
always Harry Potter.
It's really
he's
mostly like
Harry
the
Potter
franchise movie people
for sure.
Yeah,
he is always Harry Potter, but now because he's like. You know, he's kind of taken a different path. Like, he's in
the Broadway,
theater, like, whatever. So that's where he's Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
his
yeah.
whole, like, he's done his, you know, he's doing his whole thing. I also
he
loved
got a
him.
Tony, didn't he?
I think so.
Yeah.
He was also in that Weird Al Yankovic movie that I did not see.
Me neither.
Unfortunately, my support stopped there, I guess, for Daniel Radcliffe. I didn't mean to not see it.
I'm also not a big Weird Al girl.
Neither am I. Yeah. That's why I kind of was like, what is that movie? He was in a movie that is so good that I think everybody should watch. It was it's a play that they put on, or like a show they put on at the McKittrick Hotel. They have a show there sometimes, and they put it on, and it's called like, oh yeah, here we go, The Woman in Black.
Wait, isn't that a movie?
Yeah, it's a movie that Daniel Radcliffe was in.
Yeah, I saw
Arthur Kipps, Daniel Radcliffe, a lawyer, is recently widowed and grieving the loss of his wife when he's sent to a remote village and to put a deceased eccentric's affairs in order. So he goes to this crazy lady's house and is like going through her paperwork, and
I
you know,
saw that movie
haunted
in theaters.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you love it?
I actually did. I remember liking it, and it's scary as fuck.
It's The Woman in Black. It's really scary, and sometimes they do like a production of it at the McKittrick Hotel randomly.
Oh,
I don't know why. Or I went there once for it. I don't know if it's like an ongoing thing or like maybe I got lucky.
I saw it in like
it.
I think I saw it in like Madison, New Jersey, like the smallest little theater, like with my friends, and I remember walking out really scared.
It is it's a scary movie, but it's a good movie. I love scary movies. You know dumb fucking movie I watched last night?
What?
But I loved it because it was stupid, but it was also scary, is Tarot on Netflix.
Oh, no.
It's about...
Like tarot
it's a
cards?
It's a horror movie based on tarot cards, and they all go to this big house, and this girl is like... reading their horoscopes. It's like reading the tarot but through their horoscopes, and it's like a lot of creative liberties concerning like tarot and horoscopes.
Okay,
like there's a lot of buzzwords
right.
if we're being honest, but you know then the deck is cursed and they're all getting murdered, and
there
you
go. You
can see that coming a mile away. That's not even a spoiler. So but that's like you know what the movie is about. But it was a good mindless
I don't really go out of
movie.
My way to watch scary movies. Like
I do
if my friends want to watch, I'll watch. Mm-hmm. But I like more like thriller than like pop
thriller
out
is
scary, because I really I hate the anticipation. Like
tarot
I hate,
is
like,
a lot of pop out
yeah,
scary.
I know.
It's not my number one favorite type of, you know what I really love, which does have a lot of pop out scary, and I think we've talked about it before. I forget the guy's name right now. The like Haunting of Hill House, Haunting of Bly Manor.
Love Haunting of Hill House.
What are the other ones? The newest one that came out with like the family.
I don't know what it's called, but I never watched Bly Manor, but I only watched Hill House.
Bly Manor is great. You'd like Bly Manor.
I loved Hill House. I want to rewatch Mike
Flanagan.
In October.
These are all Mike Flanagan things. That's the he's the writer of all of these shows. Let's see. Haunting of Hill House, Midnight Mass, The Fall of the House of Usher is the most recent one.
Okay.
And that's the one where it's like a whole family. Bly Manor, Dr. Sleep, The Midnight Club, very good. They all also have, and I think she might be his wife, Katie Siegel. Yeah, yeah. Kate Siegel. This lady.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's
in,
the writer.
She's in Hill House. Oh,
it's kind of like a like an ensemble cast. It's like an American Horror Story that like has all different stories. And there's all these like same actors and
actresses. I was obsessed with Hill House.
Victoria Pedretti is in all of them. Carla Gugino. Yep. You know.
Yeah, I really liked how, you know, it was very scary and it had that like haunting whatever.
Absolutely.
But each character had such a like, complex like backstory.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
they all were involved with each other because they're all family members. Oh, yep. So good.
It's
really,
just
really
clever.
Good.
Just clever writing.
Clever. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, so the Tara movie was not quite as clever as it could have been, but yeah. It was still good.
I was trying to think of... Oh, no, I was trying to think of a movie I've seen recently, but no, I just... Twisters is, like, the only movie I've seen that was new, but yeah, no, I don't know why that just came to my mind, just thinking about new movies.
I watched...
New movies that I've seen.
I watched two movies last night. Tara was the second one before I went to bed, but the first one was Thelma, which is an adorable movie that... Adorable...
No
like,
Louise?
No Louise.
Oh.
It is a little old lady. I can't think of her name. She's, like, a famous old lady. Let's see. Thelma.
Is it on Netflix?
No. You have to rent it. June Squibb, this little old lady. You know her.
Oh, I don't know June.
You know her.
Oh my God, she's so cute.
You definitely know her.
I don't know her,
but you have to see her walking around. Like, you definitely know her. But Thelma,
wait,
very
good. Wait, she makes me, like, want to cry.
No, and she does make you want to cry, but she's a spitfire.
Oh, I love her.
So she's this old lady in this movie, and she gets scammed. And the whole premise of the movie is her trying to, you know, get back at the guy who scammed
her. Oh, that's funny.
Like, old lady scammed her. But it's sad because it's like it's a look into, I can't tell if this is a spoiler or not, probably, whatever, live, it's fine. You'll like the movie anyway.
Spoiler for Thelma,
possibly. in the beginning, she gets scammed by, like, one of those fucked up calls where it makes it sound like it's some loved one.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking, like, it's just awful.
No, that shit
it's
breaks my heart. It happened
like
to my grandma. Thank God.
Really?
She texted my sister and was like,
right.
whatever.
Right.
But yeah.
Did they call pretending to be Fran?
Fran, yeah. Being like, I need my, like,
with
I think,
her voice?
I don't remember. I don't think it was her voice. I think it was a text. I don't remember what it was.
This
or
one, they were using like her grandson's voice.
Oh, really?
And I was like, oh, that's so fucked up.
And she was like, it was either like, I'm in jail or like, I need money. And
that's,
my grandma
yeah.
was like, what's going on? Like,
oh God.
It takes a fucked up person to scam an old lady.
It really does, Jen Shah.
Like, it breaks my heart. Oh, did Jen Shah scam old ladies?
Yeah, she scammed old people.
Oh, God.
I don't know the details of that, though. Don't come for me. No, but she's in jail. She's literally in jail for it, so it's fine.
Oh, what the fuck?
Jen Shah, yeah. It's from Salt Lake, speaking of the Mormons.
Yeah, wasn't someone wearing like a Chicks in the
Mormon.
Office
that
sweatshirt?
Was, yeah,
yeah,
like the reporter, the girl on the scene is like wearing a...
That's so funny.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, people who do that shit, like,
no,
you're
it's
just
fucked
so
up.
Fucked up. And people like that, like, do like... Is it white collar crimes when you like steal money from like people? Yeah.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, white collar crimes.
When you're
like
you're an insurance lawyer or something and you're like taking money out the side, like fuck you piece of shit.
So fucked up. Everyone's so greedy and
greedy.
Disgusting. But anyway, Thelma was adorable and she's an old lady and she, you know, she's going to visit all her other old friends and like it's just it's a good movie. Great feel good movie.
Good to know.
By the end. I wouldn't say feel good, but it's like, you know, it's an action. It's an action movie with like a little old lady.
I love that
comedy,
little old lady.
Like
her face,
it's...
like literally warms my heart.
No, she's so cute.
I think that's the little old lady that plays Nostalgia in Inside Out 2, if I'm not mistaken.
It is.
Oh,
her.
It is
Inside Out 2. I see it right here. Mm-hmm.
Did you see Inside Out 2?
No, I haven't. Which is so fucked up.
My
I have
God.
To go see it.
Well, one of our questions is actually Inside Out based.
Oh my God, that's perfect. Should we get into questions then?
Yeah, let's do it.
Fabulous.
Did you want to touch on Blake Lively and Zenzelism?
Oh,
and
I had just one quick thing to say about it. Blake Lively, obviously, you know, big movie premieres. Ryan's on the carpet. Everyone's on the carpet, whatever. In the movie, the reason we're talking about it is My Tears Ricochet is in the movie.
Yeah.
It was in the trailer, which, of course, lovely. They're long-time friends, everything. Just beautiful.
I'm kind of annoyed that it's my, like, why'd you have to pick my favorite song for, like, my least favorite
book
ever?
I know.
But whatever.
But it's fine. I'm you know, maybe it'll like you make you like it more.
Yeah, maybe.
But I wanted to see, or I wanted to say that in the credits, I've not seen the movie obviously yet. It just isn't out yet. In the credits, under the special thanks section, My Tears Ricochet is, or no, no, I'm sorry, Taylor and Austin Swift are thanked. I don't, yeah. Am I crazy? I can't spit that out. Taylor and Austin Swift are thanked in the special thanks section of the credits of the movie It Ends With Us,
yeah.
Which I lends us back to our moment of saying that Austin is the one that does all of the like movie film show pairings with Taylor's songs.
Oh, okay.
So
that's
people were
such
like,
a cool
oh,
job.
Why are they thanking Austin? It's like because he probably set that up and yeah. helped negotiate money, whatever, yeah. rights, things like that.
That is such a
just
cool
go
job.
Go Austin. You know yeah. what I mean? And he crushes it. Anytime we hear a Taylor song in a movie or show or something, you know, the fucking Olympics, the, yeah. the trailers, yeah. whatever, that's Austin, I'm sure, is involved in yeah. that. He's just really doing a good job. And
I always bring up yeah. Heartstopper. It's a show yes. on Netflix that I love, literally yeah. love, love, love. And season 2 is coming out soon. I'm so excited.
Heartstopper is
good. There's just the perfect scene of these two young girls are like best friends and they like realize that they love each other and it's the cutest fucking thing in the world. And I forget. Let me look up Heartstopper, Taylor Swift song. Oh, it's They Use 7 as
oh,
the song.
So
and it's
cute.
Like the cutest fucking moment ever. And it's yeah. like just the perfect choice for the perfect moment. So shout out Austin Swift for that, because I always think about that use of that song
of
in that
music.
Moment. And it'll always stick with me because it's just like
I love
so
that.
Cute. Yeah,
I love that. And yeah. it is true. Like, you know, we love music so much. We talk about Taylor Swift all day long over all the other yeah. musicians. And I think that it's pairing music with moments in film or TV,
it's,
whatever it is, it can make or break the
detrimental,
show.
Detrimental,
yeah.
yeah
it
like,
makes or breaks the show, a moment, a
totally,
feeling,
totally.
Anything. And so just a shout out to Austin for doing a great job.
Yeah.
He's crushing it behind the scenes doing those
shout
things.
Shout out to, I actually met this girl through Grace and Caroline, and she's a composer, and she like writes jingles and stuff.
Oh,
I
love
know.
That.
I was like, that's the coolest job ever.
Wait, speaking of of songwriting and composer and such, one more thing I wanted to say was the Gracie Abrams
oh.
and Glenn Powell rumored relationship.
Yeah, rumored flirting.
Rumored flirting.
Yeah.
They went to lunch or whatever together. But then I
no,
saw
no, she
today.
Went to lunch with Paul. Was flirting.
I thought she also went to lunch with Glenn.
No, she was flirting with Glenn
okay.
at Charlie XCX's birthday
at Charlie's
party.
Birthday.
Yeah,
everything
yeah.
happened at Charlie's birthday,
yes.
it sounds like. But wait, I feel so dumb for not knowing this. Today, there are rumors coming out that that Glenn Powell and Jenna Ortega are in talks to do a movie with J.J. Abrams.
Okay.
I had no idea J.J. Abrams was Gracie's
father. Oh, really?
I had no
wait,
fucking
wait, that's so
idea.
Funny because JB, my brother, he texted me yesterday or 2 days ago and
yeah.
was like, Gracie Abrams is J.J. Abrams' daughter.
They kept
like,
that
people...
way under wraps. Like, I just thought they had the same name. Like, I did not think anything of
well,
it.
Yeah,
they don't really
I, mean,
look, I guess they do look alike now that I think about it. But
it is yeah. funny watching people realize that she is an all-time
she's like the
Nepo
baby.
I had no
idea. Did not know.
Yeah.
But so people think that the flirtation may have just been like a...
Like, give me that role?
yeah, you know Glenn Powell. Yeah. No, more so that, like, I guess whenever J.J. Abrams is, like, considering people for roles in his movies and things, he, like, fully tries to, like, integrate them in his life. Like, you know, they meet his family. They go out to lunch with him. He gets
so
to know them. So the thoughts are maybe that they are just, like, getting to know each other.
Right,
and they
right.
happen to be, like, at the same party and maybe do a little flirting. But
right.
ultimately, I think Glenn and Gracie should not get in a relationship if Glenn is going to be in a J.J. Abrams movie.
I agree. I think that's a little bit of a conflict of interest.
Away. Stay away
yes,
for now.
Yes.
Wait until the end if need
and
be.
I want Gracie and Paul.
I prefer Gracie
don't
and Paul.
People like them together.
What? Why?
Yeah, I know. I don't know why.
You know,
I think people,
like, don't
people
really
are
like
jealous
Gracie,
of Paul. I know. People don't really like her.
I don't understand that at all. Like, I think that she's very talented and she's super sweet.
She's
so unproblematic.
Sweet.
What's wrong with her?
Her songs are so good. Like, God
What's
forbid.
Wrong with her?
God forbid a Nepo baby uses their resources.
I mean, please.
Yeah.
But do people
she has
even
a good
not
voice
like her?
Too.
Right. Do people not like her because she's a Nepo baby? Because, again, I didn't even know until today.
I, like, think so. I think
damn,
people are, like,
annoying.
Salty that she's a Nepo baby
well,
and
that
she's,
get
like,
that
flirting
energy,
with Paul Mescal. Like,
don't
I don't
get
know.
Over it. Just so jealous.
Yeah.
Everyone's
yeah, jealousy,
just jealous
yes.
is what it is. Please,
yeah.
get over it. She's sweet.
She's so sweet, and I love her. I love her music.
Me too.
I always say that Gracie Abrams is for the girls that leave, and Taylor Swift is for the girls who stay maybe, like, a little bit too long.
Absolutely. 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 Yeah. That's spot on.
And then when
on.
You listen to both, like maybe you're both depending on
maybe
the situation.
Maybe you're a little bit of both. Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. Spot on.
All right, guys, quick break for our besties over at Bowl and Branch. Besties. Kelly received a very special package in the mail.
Yesterday I arrived home and I was so prepared. I was ready for the rain. I got home right in time before it started raining. I walk in, I say, "Hey, my doorman." I'm like, "What's up, Carlos?" He hasn't been there in a couple weeks. Mm. He was sick. Now he's back.
God.
We love it.
Thank God Carlos is back.
Because to be honest, the other guy that was taking his place, kind of a bad dick? Vibe. Oh. Yeah, bad vibe. So I'm really happy to have Carlos
back. Yeah, thank
back.
God.
Regardless, Carlos was like, "Oh, great to see you. By the way, you've got a package." I said, "Ooh, I, what was I expecting? I can't quite remember." I look over the box, big letters, Bowl and Branch. Mm. I said, "Perfect timing." I run upstairs. I bring it upstairs. Beautiful, beautiful quilt.
Love.
I am just overjoyed, as always, by Bowl and Branch. And this quilt that I got is like intended for your bed to go underneath your duvet, like when you know when it starts getting cooler. That's
yeah,
what it's for.
Yeah.
As of now, it's my new couch blanket. Like I'm just gonna be under this big ass blanket. You know, enjoying horror movies and stuff because
love.
I just want it to be fall now. I'm over summer and
I
ready
can
for
picture
fall,
you in your living room.
Yeah.
And you're very cozy. You have
extreme
the coziest
cozy.
Apartment. I'm very
Thank
jealous.
You. I have a lot of battery operated candles.
I will get there eventually.
Oh yeah. Well, I feel like our apartments are similarly shaped.
Yeah, they
so
are.
So I feel like they'll yeah. We're just cozy girls. You
oh,
know what I mean?
God,
love
I love
to be
being
cozy.
Cozy.
But thank you to Bowl and Branch for sending me that blanket
yes.
because my God.
We have achieved ultimate coziness.
Ultimate
with Bowl and Branch.
Peak cozy.
Mm-hmm. And Bowl and Branch is here to help you never sleep hot again with sheets that are woven to allow airflow and feel cool and crisp to the touch, perfect for sleepers who run hot. And Bowl and Branch has amazing options for hot sleepers. You can choose from a 100% organic cotton percale that's made with a naturally cooling weave, or their linen, which is made from European flax to be light, airy, and softer than soft.
Mm-hmm.
And we love Bowl and Branch sheets. We talk about it all the time,
yeah,
how
the
much we love
insane.
How soft they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, if you haven't tried them, you might as well just try, because Bowl and Branch has a 30-night worry-free guarantee with free shipping and returns on all U.S. orders. So there's really no harm in trying Bowl and Branch. It's really worth it because your sleep is the most important part of your life.
Absolutely.
It really fuels everything about your mood, your health, whatever it is.
If I don't get good sleep, I'm a wreck.
I'm an absolute wreck. I'm a cranky bitch.
Yep.
So
Especially
shout out
now.
To Bowl and Branch for, you know, the reason why we're so hyped on these episodes is because we're getting good sleep. We're drinking our coffee. It's perfect. And Bowl and Branch sheets are loved by millions of sleepers, and they fit the deepest of mattresses and are labeled with top and bottom tags, so making your bed is easier than ever. So get your coolest, most comfortable sleep with Bowl and Branch and get 15% off plus free shipping on your first set of sheets when you use promo code TaylorWatch at bowlandbranch.com. 15% off at Bowl and Branch, BOLLAND branch.com. Promo code TaylorWatch for 15% off plus free shipping. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay,
let's jump into questions.
Fabulous.
Hi, this is Heather, and I'm listening to your podcast,
hey,
and you were discussing whether or not Taylor was a House of Dragon fan, and I don't know if you guys are aware, but she has spoken about how Reputation was inspired by Game of Thrones, and
what?
Look What You Made Me Do by Arya Stark's Kill List, and other songs were also inspired, so she definitely was a huge Game of Thrones fan, and maybe her next album will have things from House of Dragons. So anyway, just wanted to let you guys know that. Love your show. I'll be listening. Thanks. Bye.
Well, thank you, Heather. However,
I
have never heard this in my life. Is this real?
I think so.
I mean, I guess it makes sense.
She said, yeah, okay, this isn't the first time Swift has shared her love for HBO's hit fantasy drama. In fact, she once revealed that her 2017 album, Reputation, was inspired in part by Arya and her sister Sansa Stark. So much of my imagination was spent on Game of Thrones, she told Entertainment Weekly in 2019. I don't know. This says King of My Heart. I don't think that's true.
That's not true. That can't be true.
Hold on.
King of My Heart doesn't mean. I mean, maybe with the verbiage.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
King.
She told Entertainment Weekly that she began to binge watch Game of Thrones in 2016. Somehow managed to avoid spoilers.
Castles crumbled overnight. I'm thinking about
the
lyrics.
The songs of Reputation were half based on what I was going through, she said, but through a Game of Thrones filter. The result was an album that was half about vengeance and half about love and looking to find something sacred through all the battle cries.
So look at us. We had no idea the real comparisons. And we're just talking. I'm just trying to talk about Game of Thrones, House of Dragon, this and is connected to Taylor. Turns out it's more connected than we ever thought.
It's more connected than we ever thought.
In my head.
Look What You Made Me Do is inspired by Arya Stark's Kill List.
That's amazing. Call It What You Want has a lot of that verbiage. But I just thought, my castle's crumbled overnight. You brought a knife to a gunfight. Yeah. They took the crown, but it's all right. Yeah. I mean, that is all very fantasy.
King of My Heart is influenced with the relationship of Daenerys and Khal Drogo.
That just gave me chills because I do like that relationship.
Swift told Entertainment Weekly that the song has a post hook of drums that she wanted to sound like Dothraki drums.
What the fuck?
This is crazy.
Wow. Okay. So we really were onto something there.
Yeah.
I really, no joke, just wanted to talk about House of Dragon like on a podcast.
I Did Something Bad Said Swift was written after she watched Arya and Sansa Stark plotting to kill Littlefinger. That song and Look What You Made Me Do also have very Cersei vibes. Daenerys, of course. That is so crazy.
That's amazing, though.
Wow.
That's amazing. I had no idea.
You learn
something
new every day.
Game of Thrones was really... Let's see. Game of Thrones years. Like, what, you know, started from... Oh, yeah. April 2011 to May 2019. So by the time she, you know, during the time she's writing this is right in the middle of all that good shit.
Yeah. Like, so crazy.
Came out, what, 2017? Yeah. 2017 Reputation came out. And
I feel like those were like peak Game of Thrones seasons.
Absolutely.
Too, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Wow.
Wow. Yeah. So shout out Heather. Thanks for that little tidbit of information.
Thank you, Heather. Thank you, Heather. I had no idea about any of that. And I'm happy to know now.
Okay, Heather. I'm the Heather.
I don't know, but that face. Isn't it like a Nicki Minaj song? Based on your face?
But I'm a monster. No.
But I'm a motherfucking monster.
It's like a Broadway show, and they're like, bang, bang, biddity, bang, da, bang, bang, bang. Okay, Heather.
Sounds a little
Heather.
Bit like...
I think it's literally called The Heathers.
Is it called The Heathers, the movie?
I think.
I don't know.
It was a TikTok sound.
I know the movie,
The
Heathers.
And I know that.
I'm sure there's a Broadway play based on either the movie or the Broadway play came first. I'm not sure. But the movie, The Heathers, is not a...
Do they sing in that?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's got like Winona Ryder in it, right? It's like murdery.
It's like, okay, Heathers.
Oh, yeah, look. Heathers the Musical. Oh, no, wait. Comedy horror. Yeah, it does. Yeah, Winona Ryder.
Okay, Heather.
There is a Heather's the Musical movie.
I'm so confused.
I bet you're 100% bang, right. Bang. I did not know they made a musical version of Heather's.
I don't think so either.
No, but they did. There's a musical movie.
Oh. Well,
that's why I said the movie is, yes, Heather's the Musical.
Heather's the Musical.
It came out a couple years ago.
Yeah, okay.
But original Heathers is like an 80s movie. Yeah, 88 comedy horror movie with like, you know, murder and shit, which is very good.
Oh, yeah. You were meant to be mine.
I totally missed Heathers the Musical.
I literally only know that from TikTok.
Wow. You have to watch the original movie, though, Heathers, with Winona Ryder and what's her face, who just passed away, sadly. Sharon Stone.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay,
Shannon Doherty.
Oh.
Shannon Doherty. Sharon Stone is still alive. Really good, but Christian Slater is also in that movie. Great movie. Thank you, Heather. Thank you, Heather, for that information.
No.
Are you looking for the
I'm
sound?
Over it. Yeah,
You'll find it later.
Sorry.
You'll find that. I'll find my videos of the performer at the Met. Like, we have a lot of things to find. Yeah. They're just too deep in our shit.
Okay, let's jump into the next question.
Wow, I can't believe it.
Hi, ladies. Love you both. Love the show.
Thanks, Queen.
This isn't really a question, but I am kind of hoping that Taylor brings out Ed Sheeran at one of her final London shows. I feel like London, he was kind of one of the first people to like introduce her to London. I know she's said that in past interviews, and I don't think he's been to a show yet.
No,
so I'm really hoping that he attends one of them and maybe gets up on stage. Things, everything has changed. I think that'd be so cute.
That's
and I also noticed that one of the opener announced is Maisie Peters, who is signed to Ed Sheeran's record label. Oh, so
I don't know that.
Again, not really a question, but I'm hoping that happens. And I just have a feeling some big things are coming with these final London shows and would be curious to hear your thoughts. All right. Thanks, ladies.
Thanks, Queen.
Thank you so much.
I feel like there has been a lack of Ed Sheeran in our lives couple years.
I couldn't agree more. Well, he was on tour.
He was on tour.
And I was upset to have missed the tour. He also came out with a new album, but he was like,
I know, I really,
this is just my new album that I'm putting out because if people like this music, I don't really care.
Yeah, he didn't
barely
promote it like at all. When was the last time he was featured on a popular Taylor release. Album? Was that Run?
Yeah, has to be Run.
Red re-release. Yeah.
Has to be that. Definitely.
Yeah,
that.
I just feel like
The fuck is his? Oh, here it is. Autumn Variations. Duh.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the one he came out with last year. That like,
you said you
I
liked
love,
that a
I
lot,
love
right?
It.
Yeah.
But I don't. I couldn't. You know, gun to my head. I don't know any of the songs except for I think American Town. Yeah.
I really always loved his. Is it X? I really like his album X.
Oh, of course.
And Divide, I also really
Divide.
Like.
The Divide Deluxe album is my like
my pretty
top
Galway
top
girl.
Three albums like of all time. Like
yeah,
it ousts like it's like Folklore, Taylor Swift, Divide Deluxe album, Ed Sheeran. Like I'm not kidding. Like,
yeah,
it is one of my all time favorites. Galway Girl, Eraser, Dive, Perfect,
so
Happier.
Good. Yeah, Happier,
Get
so
out.
Good.
New Man.
I feel like there's just been a lack
of
Taylor.
Supermarket Flowers.
Oh, Supermarket Flowers
God.
Song is fucked
it's like,
up.
Like how do you live?
I feel like the only interaction that we've seen is from the Grammys when she announced her album and then they showed Ed Sheeran
and
he
was
kind of
like,
oh, here we go.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Like how, oh my fucking God.
Yeah,
I can't believe
yeah.
She's doing it. Yes, exactly. We haven't seen them like hang out in a while.
Yeah.
And
I would
yeah,
really love
if she's
to see
London,
him in London.
Five
yeah.
shows over 6 days time. She has a day off in between, I think, or like a weekend. I forget. I think it's three shows, couple days break, and then two shows.
Yeah,
or opposite that. But yeah, he's got to get to a show. We're dying to see Ed. I think that people, I've told you this. There was like a wave of hate for him for no reason. Like everybody was talking shit. Everybody's like Ed Sheeran, blah, redhead, and I'm like, that's just you know, redhead prejudice,
mm-hmm.
and lock it up.
Yep.
But for some reason, I would like to see an upswing in his popularity.
I agree.
I don't know why. I feel like he got hate for no reason, and I want him to know that he's loved.
Yeah.
And if he comes to an Eras Tour show, that will happen for him.
And if Ed, if you feel like there's hate, you should come hang out with my friend group because my guy friends
oh, yeah.
love you.
I love
like,
you.
They shake ass to Ed Sheeran.
Of course.
What's
doesn't?
That one song? He has like that one song that's so popular. Oh, Shivers. My guy
oh.
friends love Shivers. You giving me the shivers? Boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
I love.
Ooh, I love it when you do it like that. When you close her, you give me the shivers. And when I do not a dance in the sunlight, crack. And when you see a body's over, then you bring it right back.
And baby,
yeah.
ooh, I love it when you do it like that.
My guy friends literally will start like twerking to that song. They love that song.
Shivers is so good. Also, the song with Justin Bieber is so good.
He's a song with Justin
care.
Bieber. Oh,
when I'm
duh,
with my
yeah,
baby,
that sounds a banger.
All the things. Just, yeah.
But yeah, I really feel do like feel like London is about to have some crazy, crazy stuff go down. I don't know
for
whether
sure.
it's guests coming out or announcements or whatever, but yeah, we definitely need to keep our eyes peeled for London because it's the beginning of a long break.
Mm-hmm.
London is, she brought out fucking Travis last time.
Right.
Like,
London
God
seems to be her
happen.
Favorite. Like
yeah,
London,
yeah.
London's her favorite child. We all know
yeah.
that. Wait,
yeah.
I also want to apologize to Ed Sheeran because he also came out with Subtract in 2023, which
oh,
I also loved.
I liked.
And that's where Colorblind is the song I liked on that.
I don't think
Wildflowers.
I know one song on Subtract.
There, you wouldn't unless you were really listening. I just, you
yeah,
know, I just
no.
was listening, but I forgot about it and I was looking right at it. But then also for some reason, 2024 the. I guess it's called X or Multiply. I don't know because his other ones are like Divide and Subtract. So I assume
yeah,
it's Multiply.
Yeah, Multiply. Yeah.
10th anniversary edition. He
oh,
just
cute.
Dropped.
Oh, I loved Multiply.
Of course, Thinking Out Loud.
My
thinking
one,
out
my one, like
loud,
you know how people
baby.
Always joke like, oh, I found this artist before anyone else.
Yeah,
that's like my one flex with Ed Sheeran. I literally
you
knew him before anyone
before
else.
Anyone
I saw
in
him
the
at.
World.
I think I said this before. I saw him
yeah.
at Terminal 5.
Yes,
Passenger was opening for him. Like
mm-hmm.
literally. It was just, it's amazing. I think he still does just him and his instruments.
He
right?
does. Yeah. 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 So well, that's cool. why his latest tour was such a big deal, is because he had that circle stage where he was right yeah. in the middle. They could fill the whole place. And also he would like just all of his instruments were all around so cool. him. And I think he had some, you know, help in the pit or whatever. Mm. But up top, he had like all of his instruments and he would just like switch on and off he wherever is, he was
yeah,
playing.
Yeah. He's like, he's so talented. Yeah. I so literally found him through One Direction, like because him and Harry Styles yeah. were best friends.
Yeah. 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 It's amazing. So you see, funny. Another thing going viral of him recently, Ed Sheeran, is where he's like, if I wasn't a musician, I'd be a virgin. And it's like Pokemon yeah. go up on like the stadium screen, a callback to when Harry said it. Harry oh, Styles like funny. Said it in an interview when he was in One Direction. Or
that's
whatever,
funny.
A long time ago.
I really like Ed Sheeran. One more thing great. About Ed Sheeran. There's a really yeah. funny clip.
You keep talking about Ed Sheeran. I love him.
Did you see that clip of him and Jake Shane where he's talking yes. about like when your yes. legs don't work like they used to before, and Jake Shane starts dying laughing. And yes. he's like, that's about like when my grandma died or something. And Jake Shane's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, oh, shit. His whole, I've seen a lot of clips. I didn't watch the whole interview. I might go back and watch it. But the clips I saw from his interview with Jake Shane were very good.
Yeah.
I feel like that
he's
was probably
a, really
a really
good
interview.
Interview
yeah,
interviewer, Jake Shane.
Makes
he's
people
really
feel
funny.
Very comfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
We love you, Jake Shane. Please
yeah, we love
pod.
You. Okay, ready?
Yep.
For the next one.
Hey, guys. This is August from Tennessee calling.
Your name
is time. I started watching. Last Thursday's episode on August 1st was just so much fun. I obviously love the song August, and I love Taylor, obviously, but, like, I was super, like, out of the loop as far as, like, knowing all of the things that are Taylor Swift. I've loved her and been a fan of hers since the beginning. I mean, it was honestly my mom who introduced me and my sister to Taylor Swift, and
she's from
way back in 2006 oh, wow. you know, with Tim McGraw, and loved her for forever, but have not been aware of all of the lore and all of the things that go on with Taylor's life and all of that. So it's been super fun to learn more and watching your show and getting caught up on all the things. And so seeing y'all's excitement for the song August was so fun. And I just was so not aware of how loved it was and how excited oh, yeah. people got for mm. August 1st because of the song August. And, I mean, it's obviously my favorite month of the year because yeah. it's my name and my birthday month. But anyway,
and your
it's
birthday
been so
month?
Fun to get caught up on all the things and watching all the excitement of around Taylor and her life and her music. I'm super excited for the London shows. Mm. Just because of anything that might be hopefully being announced. I don't know. But the last London show was on my birthday. So I'm just super excited for that and hoping something comes of it. If not, you know, all good. But
that's
thanks
amazing.
So much for your guys' show and hope y'all have a great week. Thanks. Bye.
Yay.
Well, thank you, August.
I know.
First of all, okay, wait. Break it down. This girl's name is August. She's from Tennessee and her birthday
born.
Is
yep.
in August.
Yeah.
Wow.
How does it feel to be the chosen one?
Yeah, you're the chosen one. Also, Taylor Swift knows who you are. Yeah. Like, she wrote a song about you. So I don't know, you know, you may have never even met. You may have only become, like, a big fan semi-recently. But somehow, Taylor Swift knows
yeah,
who you are.
Yeah, she knows your aura.
She's,
like,
she knows
your
aura.
Your
she
vibe.
Knows everything about you. She felt you in the same state. Mm-hmm. And said, I got to write a song about this bitch.
Yeah.
And that's how it went down.
Like,
that's
exciting. I am so jealous of every person that gets to have their name in a song or gets to have, like, something related to them in a song, especially with like Taylor Swift. Like, imagine your name's Betty.
I'd oh, be like, forget it.
I would have it tattooed on me. I'd wear folklore shit all the time.
You know what,
like,
I would do if, like, so Betty's like a nickname for Elizabeth, and I would, if I were like an Elizabeth or a Lizzie or like
start
something
going
like
by
that,
Betty?
I would start going by Betty. I'd be like, I'm Betty now, by yeah. the way. Like, switch it up. I'm different.
I think the name August is so beautiful.
I love it too.
Yeah.
I love it so much. August. Also, people were saying for a long time, people were calling her Augustine. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that came about. I don't know if Taylor like ever said that once or something, or I don't know where people started getting that. But I like August. I like August.
I like, yeah,
as a
August
name.
As the name August.
I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, I wonder
also,
if
all
this
the names...
August likes being that August.
Yeah, I wonder. I also love all the, you know, Chloe, Sam, Sophia, Marcus. You know what's annoying, though?
Are they going to throw in a Gia in there?
That's what I'm saying. It's more likely that you'll be in a Taylor Swift song. Gia is like a funky name. Kelly's such
you
a boring
think?
Name.
I feel like Kelly.
It's a rhyming name, for sure.
Like, Kelly, you can but rhyme like, more with Gia.
And does she does have a friend named Kelly, but it's not spelled like the way I spell it.
She's IE, right? K-E-L-L-I-G-H. Oh, no, she's like she's like the ultimate white person spelling of Kelly.
She's like McKelly, Michaela, that kind of Kelly spelling. But
is there any songs with Kelly in them?
No. Oh, wait, songs like in the world?
With the name Kelly in them?
You know, Gia, I don't know if I know any.
Yeah.
Because they would have been sung at me my whole life.
Oh, Grace Kelly.
Grace Kelly, yeah, was. I'm trying to be
like Grace Kelly. Ooh, but her looks were too sad. So I tried a little further.
I've got an answer to my
whatever happened to that guy?
I could Micah, be brown, he's huge I could in be England. He's
oh, really?
Yeah, he's a British star. You know, it's so funny, Gia, when I was there in December. I was in London for a couple of days, and the second or third day I was there, I forget, I always get hit with jet lag in a way of like, I just can't get through it. I need to take a nap. And I was trying to nap, and then I ended up waking up at like 5 a.m. and watching like the Channel 2 or Channel 4, whatever it is in England that is like the, basically like PBS, and they have all the random like shows and stuff. There was a singing competition in the mall, or it might have been King's Cross actually, where they would go in the middle and like play piano, and like random people would come in and they'd be judged in the background, and Micah was one of the judges.
Oh, that's funny.
It's like, there he is.
I was literally obsessed with I was obsessed with that song,
brown,
Grace Kelly,
I could
and
be blue,
he has another
violet
song.
Sky, I could be
anything you like. Gotta be mean, gotta be everything more. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me? Walk out the door.
Great
happy
song.
Ending. This is the way you left it.
Oh, you I have
know
to
that
hear
one?
It. I don't know if I do.
So good.
I don't know if I know it.
I can't.
I'd have to
sing
hear
it.
I have to hear it. But I'll add it to the list.
I don't think it's gonna play. This is the way you left me. No understanding.
It actually does sound.
Why is it not coming out? No one ever.
Called Happy Ending?
Yeah. No happy lefty.
Pretend. Yeah, I know the song. Yeah, I do.
Love, no glory, no happy ending. This is the way we learn where it gets forever and live the rest of our lives that together. Wake up in the morning.
Damn, you really do know.
I was obsessed.
So you're a bigger, way
song.
Bigger fan than me. I only know Grace Kelly, to be fair.
Okay.
And I know maybe actually I know a couple of them.
He has a
cover of Lollipop, which is great.
Yeah. He has a song with Ariana Grande, which is pretty popular song with Ariana Grande, which is pretty good.
Yeah, no, he crushes it on the side, but yeah, this is him.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
He's great. He's fabulous. Love him so much.
Okay, let's jump into DMs. Okay, here's the inside out question I was talking about.
Ooh.
Hey, Queens, hope you're both having an amazing day.
Thanks.
My question has to do with the emotions in Inside Out 2. Mm. If you could pick one song for each emotion, which songs would you pick, Nicole?
That is hard to choose songs. Unfortunately, I have yet to see Inside Out 2, which is unlike me. I usually would go running to the theater. Is it still in the theater? Maybe I'll see it tonight.
I don't know if it is. I'll give you the emotions.
But who are the new ones? Yeah, because I've seen the original.
Yeah,
so I know the
new
ones
are anxiety, envy,
uh-huh,
embarrassment, and ennui, which is like boredom.
Ennui is boredom.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
For joy, I would pick. Oh, you know what I would pick?
Me featuring Brendan Urie.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Honestly, that's
so joy.
I was
thinking of I'm Only Me When I'm With You.
Great one.
Because that just song is giving like top down, very happy.
For sure.
Call me up when you're down. Sadness. There's so many.
There's so sadness.
This is me trying is the first thing that comes to my head. New Year's.
Soon You'll Get Better.
Soon You'll Get Better. Yeah.
What's up, Robin?
Ronan. Yeah.
God, so many.
How
sadness.
Did it end? Yeah.
Anger. All of Reputation.
Mad Woman. Yeah, I did something bad.
Did something bad. Yeah. Really pop off with that.
Yeah.
Look what you made me do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fear.
Fear could be
like Mirrorball, maybe.
Mirrorball could be anxiety. Actually.
Yeah, that's true.
Mirrorball could be
Good
anxiety.
Point.
Wait, you know what else could be anxiety? Is Dancing on the terrace. Are you secondhand embarrassed that I can't get out of bed? Something's counterfeit's dead. Is that
Lost in My Life?
That's
LOML.
Yeah. It's legendary.
Oh, that could be fear.
That could be a good fear one because or embarrassment because I feel like, only because she says the word embarrass in it, but I feel like that's a that
maybe like Out of the Woods. Or
what's, is that the same song as no, How Did It End could also be Embarrassment. The guess who we ran into at the shops, walking in circles, favorite, like she was lost. Thing,
yeah, yeah.
That has like a sense of embarrassment about it. About like
maybe like It's Time to Go is fear, because like sometimes it's like it's scary to like give stuff up, you know.
For sure. Maybe The Prophecy could be fear.
Ooh, good one, Cal. Good one, Cal.
Yep.
Okay, next one. Disgust.
Oh, Disgust.
Like White Horse, kind of.
Smallest Man Who Ever Lived.
Oh, good one. Yeah, totally.
White Horse, for sure. White Horse is a, it's like too late. Whenever too late for you and your White Horse.
Yeah,
it's not sung in that tone. I kind of have it with a finger wave.
Haunted, maybe?
Haunted is good.
Yeah.
Dear John.
Dear John, for sure. Would've, coulda, shoulda.
Yeah. For sure. Better Than Revenge could also be anger.
Yeah. Angered, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like 1989. No, just 1989 is very like, joy, I feel like.
You know what could be a
Stay could be like anxiety.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. What are the, read the new ones again?
Anxiety, envy, embarrassment, and ennui. Embarrassment's kind of hard.
Envy could definitely be August.
Yeah, totally.
Envy could also be Better Than Revenge. Somehow, yeah, you know, that's a jealous song, you know, which I love. Question is a very jealous good song. One. You know, kinda.
Oh, maybe like Blank Space.
Picture to Burn is a good one.
Oh yeah,
Blank Space is a good one. Oh, also, yeah, I'm trying to think of where to put Slut.
Oh, Speak Now.
Speak Jealousy. Now, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, Slut.
Slut, I feel, could fall under like. There is no love emotion.
There's
really
no love emotion in these. No. Maybe like,
because I like
fear
that song.
Could be Slut, because like if they call fear me a slut, like I'm a little scared, but like it's that'll be worth it.
Totally.
I don't really think there's any like on, I know this is
I'm
fun.
Like loving this.
I don't think ennui has like any
like boredom.
Yeah.
Like
Trapped in Your House is what I'm kind of thinking. Like maybe like a Ivy, like a Illicit Affairs, like your sports or your like.
Illicit Affairs could also be a fear one.
Yeah, totally.
Boredom.
Even like envy too.
You know what's you know what a good boredom could be is Mean. The song Mean, where it's like
one.
Someday I'll be living in a big old city and all you're ever gonna be is Mean. Like, I'm bored of your bullshit. I've heard every album, listened through the radio. Waiting for someone to come
on. I'm trying to think
now.
Of like embarrassed, like
no, that's
embarrassment also could be like would have, could have, should have, Dear John S too, because it's kind of like you like give me back my girlhood, like this, like I'm like embarrassed for the girl that was back then, you know.
Totally.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of everybody else.
Oh. What is the one Speak Now Vault track that could so be embarrassment? Foolish One.
Yeah, for sure.
One is very embarrassment.
For sure. You know what could be a Joy one, actually? Because I feel like Joy would sing it.
Yeah.
When Emma Falls in Love.
Oh, cute.
She would like love that for her friend. Wait, I was just going to say something about, I had one in my head that I was like, this song should fit somewhere.
Do you want me to read the emotions again? Maybe it'll pop in.
Yeah, maybe read them one more time.
Joy, sadness, anger, fear, disgust, anxiety, envy, embarrassment, ennui. How do you tell a child about ennui? Thinking.
Yeah, that's a crazy thing.
Inside
also,
Out 2 is very
say,
adult-based.
Is ennui like the way we say boredom
now? I guess so.
I'm going to need to see the movie, obviously, for that.
You'll love it.
I know I'll love it. Yeah. I love the original. It was amazing. I was thinking about Vault Tracks. I was thinking about... earlier
oh
albums.
Nothing New could be like anxiety.
As usual, we forget the Lover album. I forgot that it existed. Ennui.
Oh, duh. Totally, yes.
Duh.
Good call. Very good call. Yeah.
Poor Lover album. Always gets... We forgot when we were ranking our
albums
the other day.
Paper
Rings could be Joy, for sure. We were ranking our like favorites the other day, our top five, whatever. Both of us forgot. We didn't even mention Lover. Which, for me, for you, it's your...
Yeah.
You don't care about that album. Fucked up by me. And
damn.
I apologize to Lover. After we told everybody to go listen.
She's kind of like the
which
forgotten
I did,
daughter.
By the way. I know she is.
Yeah.
I did go listen to Death by a Thousand Cuts on the way to the airport I was like, we should all listen to it. And then I was going to the...
So good.
I wasn't flying anywhere. I was just meeting Jeff D. Lowe at the airport. Freak. And so, Death by a Thousand Cuts really hits. Today it's going to be good in the rain.
Yeah, totally.
I'm going to put it on for sure. Okay.
Next one.
Great question. Great,
yeah, great question.
Game.
Thank you to Nicole,
Thank
I believe
Nicole.
That was her name. Yes, Nicole. Shout out, Nicole.
Thank you, Nicole.
Okay. Hey, Kelly and Gia. First of all, I absolutely love the podcast and you guys. I don't have many Swiftie friends, so listening to you guys discuss all things Taylor each week is so fun. Okay, I'm fully aware that I'm going to sound like a psycho, heartless, immature bitch with this unpopular opinion/hot take. The 22 hat should not always go to little kids. It should go to fans who have been with Taylor through the trenches. I'm talking dance around their bedrooms to Fearless in middle school, cried themselves to sleep over some douchebag to Dear John in high school, grew up with Taylor through all of her eras. What do these kids know about screaming the bridge of All Too Well after getting your heart broken by the boy on the football team? Nothing. It's cute and heartwarming and all, but I just think it should be for the day one girlies, LMAO. I'm half so joking funny. With this take, but yeah. not really. Sincerely, an almost 30-year-old woman who can't get over anything in life, laughing emoji. P.S. I will be boots on the ground at the London show on August 17th, so let me know if I can be of any service.
Absolutely. Send us any relevant information. Absolutely.
I thought this message was hilarious.
No, that's hilarious. And I feel like we've touched on this before.
Yeah, we have.
And I like couldn't agree more in some ways.
Yes.
And then... But it's obvious why it goes to kids. Yes. Like, it's just a nice thing for kids, like, overwhelming, whatever.
You know what I was
but
thinking?
But, like, I don't know. Throw some adults in there sometimes.
No, I know. I was literally having this thought because I was at a baseball game this weekend. And, you know, of course, like, they hit a home run and an older guy caught it. And, like,
you
he was running after the ball.
Kid.
And, like, there was a girl, like, literally, like, a mile behind him also going after the ball. And, like, you have to give it to the little girl. I'm like...
It's like she didn't catch it.
Like, she didn't get there quick
she
enough.
She didn't get
She's,
it.
Like, you're too slow. Sorry. Like, if my favorite player hits a home run and I catch the ball, that's my ball.
I'm keeping
like,
it.
That's
yeah,
not going
that's
to
for
a
me.
Little girl who won't even remember no. the player's name.
Can I tell you a very similar scenario I was in recently?
Yeah.
Was winning prizes on the boardwalk.
Oh.
I like those prizes.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they don't let you bring prizes into the bar. And so I had to, like, give them to some kids on the side. And I was like, oh, fine. I guess I'll give up my brand new Squishmallow to this child, even though I won this game.
You won a Squishmallow
because I
can't.
Oh, yeah.
It
was
a
pineapple
child.
Squishmallow last year.
No, I'm like the year. Same way. Like, when I'm at I was at the arcade this summer, and I had, like, too many tokens. And my parents were like, we got to go. Like, give your tokens to some kid. I'm like, I don't want to give
those
my tokens.
Those are my fucking tokens.
They're mine.
My hard-earned tokens.
Yeah, maybe we're just bad.
No,
we
that's
never
us being immature.
Sharing growing up.
Us being immature and protecting our peace because, you know, maybe it's because we've had to share so much that we don't want to share anymore.
Yeah,
I'm done sharing.
There's just too many safety issues, I think, when
it
comes to giving the hat to, like, adults.
Absolutely.
Because we are the people that have grown up with her. We are the people that have danced to her songs growing up, you know, cried over White Horse, over a boy that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that, like, intensity.
It's
feeling.
A little. I think
it's
that,
like,
that
it
adults
could be...
are too problematic to bring up.
Yeah,
there. Like,
I agree.
They're too. They can't control themselves.
They can't control themselves.
And I'm not saying that, like, everybody's too crazy. You never know how you're gonna act when you get up there. Like, if you told me, if I'm sitting in the crowd of Taylor Swift and they're like, you're getting the 22 hat, and I'm going up there, and I the build of Taylor coming down that thing, I might, like, jump on the stage. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know how I'm gonna
act. You could faint.
I could faint.
Yeah,
absolutely. That is, like, the number one thing I would probably
faint.
Yeah,
I think
faint,
I would black
or I'd
out
probably
faint.
Throw up.
Yeah.
I'd probably, like, something. Like, it would just be, my emotions would be too overwhelming.
Yeah.
Whereas little kids, yes, it's an extremely overwhelming moment for them. And some of them are, like, a little too overwhelmed, whatever. But they still don't really get how overwhelming it is. You know what I mean? So they have that, like... They have that barrier.
And they have, like,
and they're just,
like,
kids.
Yeah, like, they don't have, like, the anxiety. Like, like, of course. And there's, like, I feel like we've seen videos of kids that kind of, like, are very, like, introverted and they're nervous and stuff. And if anything, that kind of makes them more reserved.
Yeah. And Taylor is really sweet, like, extra sweet to them and, like, spends an extra second or whatever.
There's just too much of a risk. And they always find these kids in the crowd.
Yeah.
You know, there's just too much of a risk of finding an older person in the crowd kind of going crazy, going hard. Like, yeah, you can tell that they're big Swiftie, but, like, you don't know, like, what
you don't
they're
going to
be like.
You don't know what kind of shit they're on. You
exactly.
know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
You don't
they
know.
Could be, like, four beers deep and, like,
also
God
that.
Knows. Yeah,
yeah,
like,
could be a little drunk, could be whatever. Like, it's just, there's
too much risk.
Too much
not
risk.
Enough reward with the kids. Kids like, are, it's just easier.
It's, and
it's
like,
more
everyone's
adorable.
Happy.
Because
imagine an adult gets chosen, right?
Yeah.
Gets the hat, whatever. Then, other adults after that are like, what the fuck did you do to deserve this? Like, they don't say that to kids.
Yeah,
they
that's
don't
so
say
true.
Like that. Besides the in the joke way, like, these kids don't even know.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, but then if an adult gets chosen, am I correct? I can't remember if this was like a joke or something. Oliver Mills.
Yeah.
Did he get the hat?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
I think he's like the only adult that
got the hat. Yeah. And he was like normal and cool. And it was in Australia.
Yeah,
and
he was very funny.
Yeah. And it was like a whole thing. And he was very funny about it, whatever. And like, that's best case scenario.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I like, but he's on TikTok. People, like, people know right. him. Like, people know he has to like be normal.
He has to be put together. Yeah. He can't be like freaking out or ruin his life, you know? But so I think that, yeah, it's too unpredictable. Adults can't be trusted. Kids can.
Yeah.
And I think that's really what it comes
down to.
That's
very true.
And it is just a sweet moment, you know.
Okay. I think you have something at two.
Do I? Yeah. Oh, okay. I forgot. Those were
pretty good questions, I think.
I thought they were fabulous. Yeah. I think they're fabulous. And everybody's using their brain. Everyone's thinking outside the box. And I love that.
Yeah,
I love these questions. So
I appreciate the questions so much. I love the voicemails.
Voicemails are the best.
This is my favorite part. And this is like like when people ask about like Taylor Rush, I'm always like, oh, and then we do like voicemails and DMs. Mm-hmm, like it's so fun. We get to talk to you guys, and
yes,
it's nice to just like have a lot of Swiftie discourse.
It's the best. I also love when people say they're like, we don't have a lot of Swiftie friends in real life.
Yes, this.
It's like that's exactly
because
we are your Swiftie friends.
Yeah,
we're your Swiftie friends. Yeah. If you're too worried to be in the light of day as the biggest Swiftie that you are, and I understand.
Yeah,
the caution.
There's haters out there.
There's haters out there everywhere, but you're safe here. You're safe here with us. So thank you everybody as always for calling in and for writing in. We love it.
Love you guys.
We'll be doing it again next week as we do every week.
Yep.
So if you didn't get your voicemail read or message read today, there's always next week. Don't worry. But make sure you submit everything to either the Taylor Watch Instagram or our number that we call. We'll say the number real quick.
Yep. 347-450-0723. 347-450-0723.
You can either leave a voicemail on that number or you can text it if you're a little shy. But regardless, we want to hear from you. We want to hear all your questions,
please.
Fun things like that. And today was a lovely day. Thank you also for putting up with all of our Gabin at the beginning. I just love to gab.
I love to gab. I'm a girl.
We both had coffee right before we got in here.
That's true.
Woo!
Yep.
Feeling good. So thank you guys so much. We will see you next Tuesday.
Love you guys.